The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Senator Frances Black is with us. We've spoken to her a number of times about addiction issues as well as her music, but she's been very active as a senator in recent times in relation to the Public Health Alcohol Bill, which today completed all stages in the Shannon. It goes back now to the Oireachtas for rubber stamping, or back to the Dáil. There's been a few things today you tried to do successfully, other things you weren't successful with.
Yeah.
In particular, you weren't successful with trying to block websites from showing alcohol adverts to children. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to kind of bring in an amendment, you know, that would stop alcohol advertising online, you know, particularly to the likes of Facebook, you know, Snapchat, all the... And unfortunately, didn't make it. But in saying that, the minister did say, I didn't push it to a vote because the minister did say that we would look at it again and that maybe we could work on it going forward. So I was happy with that and I didn't push it to a vote for that reason.
But you were successful in getting a link to be in advertising content on the link between alcohol and fatal cancers.
Yes, I was absolutely over the moon about that. It's just about the labelling and making sure that the reality is that alcohol does cause cancer. And the amendment was that on the label, on the bottle or on the can or whatever it is, that it will say alcohol causes cancer.
A bit like the way it is with cigarette advertising.
Absolutely.
Will it have the graphic images as well?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure about that. That's all to be looked at going forward, but at least we have it on. And then I also won an amendment today on getting the size of the labelling, you know, because sometimes I wanted it to be about a third of the size of the label. Because sometimes if you say you want to have, you know, a warning, a cancer warning or whatever the warning is, that it will be just a tiny little line down at the bottom of the label that you
wouldn't be able
to
see.
But I actually, the amendment that I got, that I won, and I'm very, really grateful to the minister for receiving it, was it's going to be the third of the size of the label. So
okay.
I was very happy about that.
But there was something that you were quite upset about this morning in your speech in the Shannon, and that was how the new proposals on restricting the sale of alcohol in shops have been changed. You say it was sickening and the result of lobbying by the drinks industry.
Yeah,
explain this to me.
Well, you know, I mean, this is about product separation in the shops. And, you know, initially, what they were going to do was separate the product, the alcohol product, from grocery items. And that's, I still think it's a great idea. It's fantastic that, you know, I believe what the Department of Health were doing originally there was saying that it's not okay to have alcohol sold as a grocery item. So as a result of that, they were going to have it separate in another part of the shop, or else they would have it closed in, you know, where you just walk in and you'd have sliding doors and you wouldn't
be
able to see.
Like we have with cigarettes at the moment.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are covered by a grill which has to be opened up.
No, not even as bad as that. You would walk into the shop and you could slide frosted glass door across, or you'd have to walk into the bigger supermarkets, you'd have to walk into a separate part of the supermarket, like a separate off licence.
Yeah.
That's really what was going to be. And I was really, and the minister up to today was going really well and was holding his own and was really strong, but he was, unfortunately, there was so much pressure put on him.
From who?
From everybody. And probably some of his own senators and some of Fianna Fáil senators, you know, and really that pressure came from the retail industry, where they were adamant that they didn't want this. Now, the reality is that, don't get me wrong, Matt, I understand that small shops, you know, struggle, and my own parents were shopkeepers and all of that. And what he had, what the amendment for that was, that they were going to be able to show the alcohol. He was going to give them, you know, a certain size that they could show their alcohol. But for the big shops, what happened was, and this is where I feel a little bit upset, is that instead of it being in a separate part of the shop or a separate, the big, huge supermarkets, there's going to be now like a 1.5 meter kind of thing, and you can still see the alcohol. It's that message that it sends to young people, and it's the branding, and that's what we're talking about here, and that's where I believe the power comes from the industry. At the end of the day, they wanted to be able to show the alcohol. It wasn't about anything else.
But let me put the arguments to you that come from many people. In that first case, that it's a legal product for anyone over the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
As it's a legal product, one which the government also gets mm-hmm. significant tax revenues out of, why should it not be displayed where people can purchase it legally?
Well, you can walk, all you have to do is walk into a separate part of the shop and it can be displayed.
Okay, but then the argument for small shopkeepers is that they can't afford that.
Segregating it away from grocery items, that's all it is. So it doesn't send a message to the likes of my grandchild or your beautiful children that alcohol is a grocery item. And it's also about impulse buying, you know, so we know that impulse buying is huge and alcohol is the cause of, from 1 in 8 women, breast cancer. So, you know, and often women go in, they're getting to get the bread and the milk and the nappies. And in my shop, the actual alcohol is right beside the nappies. So there's actual method in that marketing. There's thinking that goes on in that marketing. So you just think, oh, I'm so tired, and you have two babies, and you just grab the bottle of wine. And if it's a bottle of wine a night, it can cause breast cancer. So that's really what we know, and that's why I was upset by it. And I suppose I was just upset at the way, I suppose, the lobbying happened, and the minister and the department were put under so much pressure to give in, and that was the worrying piece.
Okay, but what would you say to those people who say that if a woman has two small children and she decides she does want to buy a bottle of wine and consume it at home, why should anyone stop her doing so?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that the reality is that a bottle of wine a night can cause breast cancer. 3 people a day are dying today from an alcohol-related issue, and I'm not talking about just liver cancer. I'm talking about all sorts of other issues. Falls, people falling, you know, too much drink. We're talking really about alcohol harm and the harm it costs to individuals, particularly around health and mental health.
Is there anything in this bill now in relation to that's going through in relation to pricing of alcohol? Because this is another thing that a lot of people complain about, mm-hmm. this idea of minimum unit pricing
minimum
will force
pricing.
Up the price of the cheaper drinks and possibly all other drinks with it.
Yeah.
Is that included in what's
going
through?
Absolutely, no, that is included, minimum unit pricing. And thankfully there was no amendments into that, but hopefully, and there won't be any in the Dáil either. And minimum unit pricing is about the volume of alcohol. It's about high strength alcohol, and that's what it's about, which is, you know, high strength alcohol at very cheap rate. So you're talking about very strong ciders, that's going, or very, you know, cheap vodka or whatever, and that's really targeted. Those alcohol, that's not going to impact, you know, everyday life. Who it is going to impact is people who drink in a harmful way or young children. And that's why minimum unit pricing is so important.
This bill, which you have spent a lot of time at Contrú, if it is finally approved by the Dáil, mm-hmm. is it really going to change, do you think, public attitudes towards alcohol and towards the consumption of alcohol?
Do you know what, Matt? These are four, I believe, now other people would say they're big measures, but I believe they're four small measures to start, kick off the awareness of alcohol causing untold damage in this country. We have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol in this country. And I could give you the facts again. 3 people a day are going to die today, 1,500 hospital beds taken up every single day, over 50% of the suicides are alcohol related. Now, there's something not quite right with that picture. And this legislation, and I thank again the Minister and I thank the Department of Health for bringing it in, it's 4 measures that I believe will start to create awareness that alcohol is a psychoactive drug and it's dangerous.
I don't know if this is aimed at you or me, Francis. It says, as a consumer, I feel this isn't required and would vote against it. Please stop trying to project your own values and beliefs onto society at large. Just because you believe it doesn't make it correct. Ireland needs less busybodies like you. What's your personal reason behind this? I mean, this is a campaign for you. You're very, very, very strongly involved for many years. Why so? What's your personal interest?
My main interest, and I suppose this is where I become very passionate and I get very emotional about it. Even in the Shannon today, I got emotional. I mean, I set up an organisation called the Rise Foundation, and you know, where it's an organisation that supports family members, not the person who has an addiction problem or an alcohol problem. It's family members who have somebody they love with an alcohol problem, and I see every single day. I mean, we're talking hundreds upon hundreds of families who are devastated by alcohol harm. I'm not talking about addiction. Matt, because I know we have this thing in our heads that addiction, oh, them people over there, those who are addicted, and shouldn't you think that there's a moral model around it? What I'm talking about is the families and children who are impacted. And we know that Dr. Jeffrey Shannon, we can't argue with Dr. Jeffrey Shannon, who is the child rapporteur for child protection. We can't argue with him. He said that the majority of children that he dealt with, alcohol played a huge role.
Because their parents were capable of giving them care, love, of attention, whatever.
Alcohol misuse. There was a very high percentage of children that were going through care because of alcohol misuse. So what does that say?
You've been called the Christmas Grinch by people because of this, right? Your feeling is people don't want to hear this.
I know they don't, because the reality is people have a very strong relationship with alcohol. It's like their best friend. And it's like me coming in saying, El Grumpy Drawer's there, like she doesn't drink anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I don't drink anymore, but I'm not anti-alcohol. Now, I need to say that. I'm not anti-alcohol. I'm not saying that you can't go and have a few jars in the pub. I'm not saying that you can't have a few drinks. I love going out and hanging out with friends and having a few drinks with people. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that we need to create awareness about our alcohol culture and the unhealthy relationship we have in Ireland. It's killing our people and it's destroying our children. And that's what we have to really look at.
Was alcohol once your best friend?
I have no problem in telling you, Matt, that I'm now in a long, long time in recovery from alcohol. And I was a bottle of wine drinker a night. That was what I drank, which is probably quite normal today. And I wouldn't have even drank Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. So I was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, because that was the only time I had a few bob. And I drank a bottle of wine a night. And for me, I didn't like the feeling that it gave me. It gave me a feeling of powerlessness, and I didn't like that. And I kept thinking, why do I have to have this? So I decided I wasn't going to have it anymore, and I got support in doing that. And then I set up the Rise Foundation, because I believe when I started to not drink anymore, everywhere you go in Ireland, alcohol is huge. You go to a wedding, you go to a Holy Communion, you go to a funeral, alcohol. Yeah,
even if people
everywhere.
Go to see you perform, probably, when you're singing, imagine the vast majority of people there are drinking.
Yeah, it would be mostly theatres that, so I'm blessed in that way,
So it might be a drink beforehand or afterwards, rather than drinking throughout the entire...
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who do go out to concerts may not have alcohol on their mind, but if you go to any family events, alcohol is... And I don't want to sound... people are saying, what do you want a nanny stay? These measures are only four small, tiny little measures.
Well, the nanny state thing is coming in with lots of it, you're telling grown adults what they can or can't do.
No,
it's not up to you.
That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not telling people that they can't drink. I'm just asking that alcohol is separated from grocery items. That's all it is. And the advertising, we have to be careful that it doesn't send that subliminal message to children.
Actually, you also were very involved this week in the latest homelessness campaign. Mm-hmm. I'm very taken by a report on the front page of the Irish Times today, and I know this in many cases that I've talked to with people recently, that it's usually family breakups that can lead to homelessness as well, the major issue. But how often is it alcohol use as well?
Well, I would say certainly in some cases. I've no doubt about it. I wouldn't know, the percentages. But I don't think it's all alcohol or drugs or mental health. I mean, maybe at one time it would have been, but not anymore.
It's economic issues as well.
We see families now where people just don't have money. They can't afford to pay the very, very high rents. We all know what happened with the tracker mortgages. We've seen what's happened with the banks. That is the reality here, and it's very worrying. And to have over 3,000 children who don't have homes this Christmas, have their own homes, who don't have their own hall door key, it's just disgraceful to think that people are in hotel rooms at this time. We're a wealthy country. We're not a poor country. We're not a third world country. So I suppose for me, and I know I'm very conscious of the rough sleepers and how cold it is, and that always really upsets me at Christmas time.
It will be tonight, -2 degrees in Paris tonight.
Exactly.
Listener says, I don't know if this figure can be substantiated. 40% of death by suicide is alcohol related. I don't know if that's, you can't have an exact figure, but it stands to reason.
Well, according to the HRB report, it's over 50% of alcohol or of suicides is alcohol related.
Listener says, alcohol issues affect all socioeconomic groups. Mm-hmm. Definitely agree with that. Another one saying that the senator is absolutely spot on, that we have our head in, we need to put our heads from the sand. I work in a hospital and the amount of patients in there because of alcohol is insane. It has to stop. But here's another one. Would you campaign to shut the Oireachtas Bar, the Doyle Bar?
I'd have no problem with the Oireachtas Bar. I'm not going to be too popular going in there now Monday, but I would have no problem with the Oireachtas Bar. As long as no nobody was let go out of their job. So what I mean by that is that maybe they could turn it into a nice coffee bar or something else. I'd have no problem.
See, that's another argument that the industry puts up, that there are tens of thousands of jobs in this country dependent on alcohol consumption, between manufacturing, distribution, the pubs, the restaurants,
but
whatever.
The reality is that when we're talking about the likes of this legislation and product separation, for example, and we're talking about alcohol being an impulse buy, if they don't buy the alcohol, they'll buy something else. The cigarette industry didn't go out of business because there was a few things put up, or because of any, you know, they're still going strong.
Eamon in Dublin 15 says, fair play to Frances Black, she's bang on. We are Samson in this country when it comes to alcohol. Look how we behave on Holy Thursday. That's when we accumulate all of the alcohol to be drunk on Good Friday. But I believe the Good Friday amendment is going through as well.
So pubs will now be open
on Good Friday.
This is it. And I actually agreed with the pubs being open on Friday. So I'm not anti-alcohol. And I was actually supportive of Billy Lawless's legislation about the pubs being open. Because what happens is on Holy Thursday, the whole world goes mad buying crates and crates and of alcohol. And then I'm only talking about what happens in the emergency departments. And I was speaking with Conor Deasy from Cork, who works in the emergency department in Cork down there. And he was actually, they're all supportive. I mean, you have Pieta House, you have all of the children's charities, you have, you know, all of the emergency, they all came out and they support this legislation in its entirety. So I'm not anti-alcohol, Matt. I need to say that.
Senator Frances Black, it's been great having you here on the programme. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.